the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
So I invite you, if you're listening with somebody, to turn to the person that you're with in the room. Or text somebody who needs to hear this. Ready? Turn to them or text them and say this. You are a saint of God, and God's glory and love shines through you. Now I even want you to look in the mirror, or if you're not around a mirror, put your phone camera on yourself so that you can see yourself, and make the sign of the cross on your own forehead and say the same thing. You are a saint of God, and God's glory and love shines through you. Amen. At the core of our Lutheran faith is the idea that we are all made saints in our baptisms on this All Saints Sunday. At the core of our faith is the idea that we are all made saints in our baptism. Have you heard this before? That we are all saints. We don't have to die or labor in Calcutta to be a saint. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that you are a saint of God and that God's glory and God's love really shines through you? A couple years ago, on November 2nd, I was hanging out that year. November 2nd was falling in the middle of the week, and our regular Wednesday meeting with a group of colleagues. I was hanging out with some Presbyterians and Methodists and Catholics, and we would just get together and have brown bag lunch and kind of hear what's happening at our different churches. We were all neighbors. And I was hanging out with my friend Father Peter, and he tells me, it was November 2nd, he said, you know, today is All Souls Day. And I, in my youth and naivete and ignorance, corrected him and said, no, that was yesterday, Father. We call it All Saints Day. It's not All Souls Day. We call it All Saints Day. I think you got the days mixed up, you old priest. At which point, of course, he tells me that I was getting All Saints and All Souls Day mixed up. The good father went on to explain that All Saints Day is the day that we honor the saints of the church. And All Souls Day, November 2nd, or in the Mexican tradition, Dia de los Muertos, we honor everybody else who's died. They're two different days. They're separated by a long celebratory night. This is, of course, true. I went and looked it up in the Roman Catholic Church's tradition. Father schooled me there, and I actually love and appreciate this tradition. I love and appreciate the logic, you know, the compartmentalizing. That appeals to me. That the order appeals to me. I love and appreciate the intentionality of the celebration of All Souls and All Saints in practice. By the way, if you haven't seen the movie Coco, Disney Pixar movie, you must see it in this season. It is so good. And it is about All Souls, or Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. I love that in the intentionality of the celebration. I love that in practice, but theologically, I like that we get the days mixed up. This week, I tried to make crab cakes. I'm getting into this Chesapeake culture in which we live here in Northern Virginia. I'd never done this before. I just went for it, and I tried to make crab cakes for the first time. I think I kind of nailed it, by the way. But I was thinking about this idea of getting it all mixed up. You know how to make crab cakes. You throw in the crab with the breadcrumbs, with the mayo, with the seasonings, with the onions and the Worcestershire. It's all mixed up, right? It all goes into the flame, right? Into the warmth. That's how it is for us today. We're folded in. We're mixed together with the famous saints of the past. We're mixed together with the dearly departed ones in our own lives. And even with those who have died who were not so kind or perfect. We're mixed together with those who are still with us, those in our lives who inspire us, who shine God's love and God's glory in what they do, especially as it affects us in our lives. I think we can all think of the saints in our own lives, those who are still with us even. You know who else is mixed in? We too. Each one of us are mixed into this. We too stand in this rushing current of God's blessing, which that's a way some have defined the word saint. If you stand in the rushing current of God's blessing, you are a saint. We are all mixed together today, All Saints Day. I like that way more. Rather than celebrating the crab one day and then the breadcrumbs the next, we're all lumped together here. You are a saint of God too. This is a theme that carries over very nicely from Reformation Sunday last week. This idea, I think, sets our doctrines apart from our dear Roman Catholic siblings. Luther just lumped us all together, you see. Can you believe that? That God names you saint in your baptism? Try it out. Try putting saint in front of your name. Saint Daniel would be for me. And so that Sermon on the Mount that we hear today, the designated text for this All Saints Day this year, it's no coincidence. The Sermon on the Mount is talking about you. In baptism, you are made whole. Despite all appearances and even experiences to the contrary, you are offered, you are presented with the realm of heaven in this life. The Sermon on the Mount is talking about you. You are the one who is comforted. You inherit the earth. You are filled. You receive mercy. You can see God. You are a child of God. You are blessed even as people utter all kinds of evil against you. You are blessed even as people revile you and persecute you. You are the blessed saints of God. All of you who are hearing this. All of you. Not because of anything you've done, but because of what God has done. All Saints Sunday is a natural extension from Reformation Sunday. It's perfect that they're back-to-back Sundays every year. You're saved by grace, remember? Apart from your works, apart from what you've done, on account of the faith of Jesus Christ. That was our passage from Scripture that Luther shared with the world, and it turns us all into saints. That's what that does. In God's dying, in the way of Christ on the cross, death has been destroyed. And in Christ's rising from the dead, we too rise. We too are joined to Christ in the waters of baptism. And so we live in this life anew. Because of this, yes, we get all mixed up with both the saints that the church has honored traditionally and with all those who have gone before us. Lutherans are messy because we're not only mixed up with all the traditional saints of the church, we're also mixed up in sin. We don't need to go into that so much today. I think we're pretty good at burying ourselves in our sin and our mistakes and our brokenness. But friends, we're not just sinners. We're sinners saints. I met this guy at a wedding 2 weeks ago. I presided over a wedding outside, and we were social distance and everything, but we were visiting a little bit before the service, and you meet interesting people at weddings, that's for sure. And there's this guy, and I felt like, I wasn't even asking, but he seemed to feel the need to tell me why he wasn't going to church anymore. And I think he was trying to be sort of cute and clever about it. And he was saying, I just got tired of going to church because I realized they're all just a bunch of sinners. So I realized I don't need to go to church to hang out with a bunch of sinners. I probably said something sort of pastory, but I wish I had said, but friend, all those sinners are also saints, you know? Maybe invite them then. Come to church, see what I'm talking about. We believe that we are sinner saints. We use that language. Lutherans are messy. In a little while, we'll name those in our congregation who have died in recent years. And we honor them today as saints. We remember them. We'll ring a bell for them. But we remember them not just for themselves and in themselves, even while that's very important and meaningful to us in our grief, remember specific details about them. Today we remember them not for themselves and in themselves. We name them and celebrate them because of what God has done through them. Think of all the things that God has done through our beloved saints who have gone before us. Take a look at your pictures that you've placed around, hopefully lit candles or laid flowers. God's love and glory shone through them, didn't it? Even in their worst moments. At memorial services, most recently here at Bethlehem, for me, that was for the Frodies, for Pat and Roland. In our memorial services, we gather around the baptismal font. And we hear these words. When we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead, we too might live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. That's Holy Scripture, friends. We trust and believe that we are given the name saint in our baptism, and sometimes I feel like a broken record saying that, but we sure need to be reminded of it weekly, even daily, as Luther said, because it is so easy to forget. Some of us can even put saint, for some of us, even putting saint before our name, we can't do that with ease or with confidence. That's too weird. No. I'm not a saint. It's so easy to relegate, to compartmentalize sainthood simply to the holier than thou, or at least to the dead. It's easy to keep the 2 days separated, All Saints' Days and then the rest of us days. But this is God's grace coming at us in these waters. God's grace coming at us relentlessly, unapologetically, before many of us can even say a word. When we're babies, God's grace crashes down on us and claims us, calls us saints from the start, not only at the end, tallying up all the good deeds that we've done. No, God calls us saints at the beginning, promises us eternal life at the beginning. Yes, but God's grace is so good. We're even granted the realm of heaven in this life. That means a flood of comfort when you mourn. And it's not material comfort. It means that when you've lost what is most dear to you, only then can you be embraced by the one who holds you the closest. God's grace is so good. We're even granted, we hear in the gospel text from Matthew, we are even granted the inheritance of the earth today. God's grace is so good that we are given contentment and peace and mercy, a glimpse of God. God's grace is so good that you are now called a child of God. And of course, we're not perfect. That's true. I love Robert Louis Stevenson. He defines saints as the sinners who never stop trying. Got a book that is a proposed calendar for commemorating all the saints, for lack of a better word. By the way, in the Lutheran Church, we don't use that word saints for like Francis. We just commemorate Francis of Assisi. We commemorate Athanasius or Benedict or Teresa of Avila. But for lack of a better word, you know who I'm talking about. Our Roman Catholic siblings have offered so much to God's church, to us, to me, as they so reverently remember those who have died in the faith. I think we can only stand to benefit as we peer back into the pages of Christian history. Here's a quote from this book I have about commemorating all those, the saints of the church. When the church praises the saints, it praises God, who has triumphed through them. Those who are still in the church on earth are supported and encouraged by the fellowship of a throng of witnesses who fought their way with effort and pain, and who now, in the company of the redeemed, are watching and supporting the church on earth and its present struggle. Friends in Christ, today we rejoice for all the blessed saints, those who have gone before us, those saints still among us, and those many saints of God still to come. You are a saint of God, and God's love and glory shines through you. Blessed are you. Blessed are we, for we all stand. And often in these days, lean on God's everlasting arms. Amen.
Us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.
Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Woo!